This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with John Hawpert. How are you?
I am great.
And, John, you are the CEO of Grady Health, founded in 1890, the largest hospital in Atlanta and one of the leading inner-city hospitals. Talk about what Grady is.
So Grady, at its core, is a mission-based institution that was created, as you said, in 1890, opened in 1892, out of the concern that one civic leader, Henry Grady, had around access to care for people who were uninsured or didn't have any access to health care. And so Grady was created as the Atlanta Safety Net Charity Hospital. So fast forward 128 years, and Grady still has at its core that mission to serve anyone, irregardless of their ability to pay. But in order to make that economic model work, a safety net institution like Grady also has to pioneer profitable clinical services that are high-end, quaternary in nature, that are needed by the community. So Grady has really began to, Grady has differentiated itself among safety nets in that we have created some marquee clinical services of excellence, such as stroke and neuroscience care, burn care, trauma care, cardiac care, neonatal intensive care, and so those services draw a broader array of patients with a broader ability to pay either with insurance or elsewise, but that is all centered around how we continue then to fund this mission. Because Grady provides, right now, Grady provides around $270 million a year in charity care.
So let's talk about the concept of safety net for people who don't know. That means regardless of a person's ability to have insurance or to pay, you are going to accept them.
That's correct.
So when we talk about America, the two sides of the equation are access, where you get quality care, and the economics of it.
Correct.
How can you manage the economics when you are think of people, 600,000 listeners, they have their own businesses. Imagine if you had to take every customer, even if they didn't pay, right?
Sure.
Now, yours is mission critical because these are lives.
That's right.
But how do you handle the economics of that?
So several different components make that work. And so when you look at the federal government's role through Medicare and Medicaid, the federal government has provided additional funding to safety net institutions that provide the majority of charity care and Medicaid services in the country. Without those supplemental payments that some other institutions don't receive, it wouldn't work. And then we're fortunate here in Atlanta, we primarily serve Fulton and DeKalb counties, which is the greater Atlanta area, and we receive subsidy from the two counties to make that work. The mindset is that we are here to serve their citizens, and so they help offset part of that cost of charity care, not all of it. So you've got those two components, and then you have a healthcare system that has to be run effectively and efficiently. You have to make sure that it runs like a top from a business perspective, because it's very easy for this kind of institution to end up upside down because the margins are so narrow. And so we've done a lot of work around...
People don't realize, like 1% margins, you know.
Yeah. We run around, with all in, including the government support, we run a little over 3%.
Well, that's actually, you're running a highly successful, I'm on hospital board.
Right.
That's pretty successful.
Yes, it is.
For an inner city, for the business.
Yeah, it is.
You're obviously doing a lot of efficiencies, correct?
Right, correct. And then, as I mentioned before, we have really taken a close look at what we can do clinically to provide needed services for the community that are more profitable and help support them.
Well, let's ask about that. So there's a homeless community here.
Absolutely.
And you have something really interesting called street teams.
Yeah,
talk about
teams,
that.
Yes. So as part of the mental health system in Atlanta, we have now 3 full-time teams that care manage homeless individuals wherever they are, and so they arrange meetings with their clients that they're assigned to meet in different places, or they go out under the bridge, or they go to where they know these patients are going to be, and the goal is to help in that homeless population maintain stability from a mental health perspective. So medications, case management, referrals in for medical care when needed, being compliant with psychiatric medications is a huge issue, as you can imagine. And so it's all centered around keeping people stable, even if they have to be homeless or choose to be homeless, making sure that they can maintain health.
And it seems to me there are a lot of things that people don't know. There's a misperception of what people see Grady as. So we'll talk later about your centers of excellence, but you also have home care visits, which I thought for an inner city is something pretty special.
Yeah, it's a very unique approach. We're about 3 years into this, and it's called Mobile Integrated Health. And the concept is we operate one of the largest hospital-based EMS agencies in the country. And so we utilize the paramedics and EMTs to make home visits for patients that have been identified as being at high risk for readmission or at high risk for overutilization of ER services, so that we can, here again, it's about maintaining and improving health where people are so that they're not as dependent on the healthcare system and particularly the emergency room for very expensive care. But job one is, if you have congestive heart failure, COPD, a chronic disease, diabetes, how do we work with you and how do we help you maintain your health with our assistance?
So I want to go back to what you just said about the emergency department. A lot of people don't know. Talk about, is it better if someone comes in immediately to the ED, or are they better off going to an urgent care center or a primary physician? There's a lot of pieces, economics, quality. Sure. What is your take as running Atlanta's largest inner-city healthcare?
Well, so you mentioned earlier there's kind of two sides to this equation. There's the fully insured population that may have Medicaid, Medicare, commercial insurance. Mm-hmm. If they have a minor issue such as a cold, they're not going to come to a big ER and wait to be seen. They're going to go either to an urgent care center or to their primary care physician. If you are uninsured, that is not available to you. And so if you have no form...
And since you are the safety net, you guarantee you will solve. And that's why you're saying you deliver $270 million a year of
charity care.
Terrific.
And so the issue we have is that all hospitals are required to provide care to patients who present in the ER. As you know, ERs are an expensive form of care, high intensity, high labor cost. And when you have a group of patients who are there for very minor issues that could be handled in a private office or in one of our own primary care medical homes, we would prefer to provide that care in those environments, not in an ER. Where it's so expensive, and an ER is episodic. You're going to go in, you're going to have that one issue looked at, but if you fit that definition of uninsured, and or you're living in poverty, most likely you have not had the support you need to maintain your health. And so we run an entire network around these two counties of primary care medical homes. And so our goal is then, when that patient is utilizing the ER the way they are, is to work with them, educate them about how to receive proper care, and we assign them to one of those primary care medical homes, so then they can have a much more holistic approach to having their health maintained and improved.
If anyone around the country wants to learn more about Grady, what is the website?
It is gradyhealth.org, and lots of information out there to learn.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk first a little bit more about your emergency department, which is one of the largest in America. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to talk about your views of what needs to happen in America to improve the entire healthcare system. Back in a few.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with John Hawpert. And John is the CEO of Grady Health.
Yes.
So let's talk more about your ED. I understand you have 150,000 people come through it every year. That's a lot. I'm on hospital boards. We had 30,000 a year now. I know in Dallas you had over 200,000. But how do you manage 150,000 people in an emergency department a year? That's like almost every minute someone new coming in.
That's right. Over 400 people a day coming to the emergency department to receive care, and that ranges anything from a runny nose to a major trauma patient who's been in a motor vehicle accident and everything in between, and you don't ever really know what's going to come through the door when. And so for our type of hospital that runs a level one trauma center.
And can you just define what level one means?
Yes, so level one is the most acute emergent care that can be provided.
The
highest end trauma care that can be provided.
Right.
And so when
real
either
problems.
If it's due to a violent injury, such as a gunshot wound, car accident, fall from a roof, those patients are brought here via ambulance or helicopter. And we have an entire team of trauma surgeons and subspecialty surgeons in-house 24 hours a day, specially trained nurses in a separate area and within the ER called the trauma center that are there to provide that care and respond to whatever comes their way. And so for trauma centers that function at that level, there's a tremendous amount of fixed cost to support all of those human assets that have to be there to provide life-saving care.
How do people stay focused when you're working in there? That is not easy work.
No, it's
what
not easy
What do you do
work.
To help the culture, the physicians, the nurses, the clinical staff, where they are, their mind is right there? Because life's on the line.
That's right. Well, you will find that the surgeons and ED physicians and nurses that do that type of work, they can be caring for a patient who is in the worst of shape from a motor vehicle accident, and it runs like a top. Everyone has an assigned role. Every trauma resuscitation or trauma intervention, there may be 12 people around the patient, but it's orchestrated such that everyone knows exactly what they're supposed to do, how they interact. The trauma surgeon is in charge. He or she is the one making the calls, and the people respond. But it is like watching an orchestra. I mean, it you would think it would be chaos. It's like an orchestra. It's amazing to watch.
Well, and you've expanded this through the really interesting idea of your mobile expansion on the ED.
Sure.
And that's really pioneering because almost no one is doing that.
Yeah, that's right. So last year and this year, we are seeing very high numbers of patients presenting with the flu. And it is maxing out our capacity to take care of patients in the ER. So we utilize a mobile hospital that is a semi-truck configured into a hospital capacity. Within that, you can do ER visits. You can do critical care medicine. You can do surgery. And it gives us the added capacity we need during a period like flu season to handle the volume.
Let's now shift over to America. So there's, I guess, about 5,000 hospitals in America. There's
right.
a number of inner city,
mm-hmm.
and there's safety net, there's public, there's private. What do you see as the biggest problem that we need to solve to enhance healthcare delivery in America and still make it economically work?
Sure. To me, the number one problem is that our healthcare system, for the most part, is still built around episodic care. Hospitals, in particular, and I'll just use my local geography because that's what I'm most familiar with, most of the payment mechanisms through insurance companies are not really driving hospitals to look at how we can be the most efficient, how we can reduce the cost of providing care, and be held highly accountable for improving the quality of care we deliver. Patient comes in, patient receives what they need to receive, insurance company pays. But where I think we're headed in this country, and we see it happening more and more, is toward what we call a population health model, whereby we, Grady, will take care of the population we care for, but probably at a capitated or fixed rate. And the expectation is that we, with those dollars, create a care model that not only improves the quality of care and the outcome for the patient, but does so at much less cost.
So that's serious accountability on
yes.
your part. Because now, not only do... So what we're saying really is in population health, okay, Grady, and you have high acuity, which means a lot mm-hmm. of trauma one, gunshots, whatever it is, people in car accidents, people falling off roofs. But this is now your accountability.
Right.
You have to make the economics of this work. Mm-hmm. And this is not even to mention that you get $270 million a year of unpaid for health.
That's right.
Like, imagine you running a business having that.
That's right.
All your clients, well, we can't pay.
So where I see the runaway cost in healthcare is more so tied to chronic diseases, chronic medical conditions.
Define what a chronic is.
So a chronic medical condition is high blood pressure, diabetes, congestive heart failure, pulmonary disease, that in many populations, particularly populations living in poverty, don't get managed well, if at all.
So what you're saying, a lot of the key, because you have to now have the accountability, is you have to identify what those are.
You have to identify what those are, and you have to surround the patient with the care team resources they need to
and you have 2 minutes left.
Maintain health.
Okay.
And or improve health. But you can't just do that in the hospital. That has to be us in the community, where patients live, using what we've created as a network of clinics to help maintain health. So real quick, used to be you'd go into a clinic like that, you'd see a doctor, and there'd be a nurse. Now you walk into our centers, and as a patient, you are assigned to a team. And that team is led by a physician, but that physician is supported by a doctoral-level pharmacist, a behavioral health worker, a nurse, a care manager, and a social worker. And so they surround that patient to be able to address their social, mental health, physical needs, and sometimes socioeconomic issues, so that we are really driving at helping the patient maintain their health, putting accountability on the patient for owning their health, but assuring through that high level of care management that we improve health, maintain health, and just by doing that, we're going to take billions of dollars out of the healthcare system.
You have about 30 seconds left. The future of Grady.
The future of Grady, I think, is incredibly bright. Grady, at one point, was about to fail and now it thrives. There will always be a need in this country for a network of safety net hospitals like Grady that are there to serve anyone irregardless.
A pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The CEO Forum, where you'll hear directly from top CEOs in America on how to become more successful.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with James Parker. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
And James is the CEO of Masergy. So let's talk about what the Masergy model is.
The first thing, Robert, is we are a managed service provider, and we deliver secure hybrid networking, cloud communications, and managed security to global enterprises.
And your real focus is in telecom.
Yeah, our core focus is in telecom, and I would say it's about us doing telecom differently. And at our core and our offering is a software-defined network. And that's special because that enables us to give incredible automation to our customers that gives them a lot of agility in how they manage their network assets to really deliver differentiated service to their customers.
Now, in fairness, you have a 71 net promoter score, which is most people are around 20. You've 99% customer retention, but most people have not heard of Masergy. Why is that?
Yeah, they're going to hear about us more and more as we go forward, but we usually don't and have not traditionally, I would say, advertised in the traditional channels. And I'll tell you the other thing is when I look at our percentage of spend on the marketing side, we're probably about half of what the industry average is. And so a lot of our growth is coming from the customers that we serve and certainly the partners that we go to market with. That help us build our business. And the quality of the service that we have within our customer base certainly gets and transcends out into that marketplace. We have over 1,500 customers today, and we have a retention rate with our customers of about 99%.
And I think part of that has to do with the structure of your software platform where you allow for real-time changes, which is really important, especially if someone might go through M&A.
Yeah, so when we look at a typical customer that's going through digital change or digital transformation, or they're going through acquisitions and divestitures, the core of what they need is agility within their network that will enable them to serve their services to their clients or to be able to quickly acquire a new company and get them integrated into their fabric. And because that our offering and our network layer is software defined, it enables our customers to be able to activate and integrate different parts of their network more easily. And certainly then dynamically as it's running, they're able to make changes on the fly. They can automatically turn up, turn down bandwidth. They can turn up and turn down different services. So they have a lot of flexibility in how they want to manage their network and integrate other assets into that network.
And so that's the real differentiator, the first one, which is that they could turn up something, they could turn it down. If they grow, if they move into a new area, they could immediately add that in a very user-friendly manner, right?
That's right. That's right. It's really that agility and the speed of execution that our customers are looking for. And they realize that speed of change is happening at a pace in which they need to have providers that can move at that speed to enable their business opportunities.
And you're completely B2B, correct?
Yes, we're B2B, and we focus in the mid-market all the way through to the large enterprise, and we operate on a global scale.
So give me an example of what's a sweet spot customer, and then I'll ask you for an actual. But in terms of the size, what are the makeup of that type of customer who you'll work with?
Yeah, so our sweet spot customer, they'll have multiple regions in which they operate in, North America, Europe, or Asia Pacific. They will have typically a turnover anywhere between, you know, 1 to 5 billion in revenue. They'll have employees all the way up to north of 5,000 employees. And they will have a need with that global network footprint to connect them across geographies, whether they be different continents or within a single geography, but at multiple locations. Typically, our clients are going to have north of, on the low end, five, all the way up to hundreds of locations that they're trying to get connected on a managed network service.
So tell me an example of a customer you're working with, what challenge they had, what action you took, and what the result was.
Yeah, so we have one client that's in the insurance business, and this is a global customer. And the challenge that they had was being able to really add through acquisitions the different companies that they're acquiring and get them connected into their infrastructure effectively. And similarly, as they were divesting different assets, to be able to manage those off of their platform. And so as we've implemented our software-defined network with them and providing this managed hybrid network service, as they would add on new companies, they could easily add them into their network fabric, and similarly they could turn them down. This typically would involve a lot of manual effort to be able to onboard these clients, and where they're onboarded, then to be able to make changes into their infrastructure, that would also be more manual effort. And so through our solution, they're really more in an automated way, more dynamically enabling the management and the onboarding of the different assets that they have within their portfolio. And so it really helped to improve the agility within this insurance company to bring on the different companies as they acquire them, and certainly then manage them effectively as they were releasing them as well.
Sounds good. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with James Parker, who is the CEO of Masergy. And by the way, a new CEO within about your first month or so, right?
That's right. It's been a fast 4 weeks, one where I've learned a lot and certainly enjoying every minute of it.
Must be interesting, because you're coming into a company where, on the one hand, the name is not that well known, but on the other hand, the results are pretty remarkable. I mean, we're going into your net promoter score of a 71. I think the industry average is about a 20 or so. And that is how, it's usually with Satmetrics, how they measure the effectiveness of your customer experience. And then you have like a 99% customer retention. Talk in depth of how does that whole thing happen?
Yeah, and so the net promoter score, and I would say the customer experience that we deliver and the customer retention that we have, there's a couple of elements that need to come together to ignite that. One is clearly the technology and the innovation that we have and the capabilities that brings to market relative to, obviously, our competitors. So being highly automated, easy to use, intuitive, and those types of things. The second element is our people, our staff, our culture. It says you would come into Masergy as a new employee. You know, the values that you see is one of being customer first, employee and customer first as an anchor point, anchor stone for our culture and the values that we have. And your onboarding process, you know, really carries that forward in how you're trained, how you're brought through the different systems and tools and processes. And this is all with that lens towards the customer. And certainly as you start and then get engaged in our company, you see around you all of the decisions are really anchored on, does that support the customer in a better way, a more efficient way? Is that adding value to our customers? And this could be in decisions related to, you know, billing. It can be related to, obviously, product. Certainly in service that we deliver to our customers through our operations. And so it's really permeated through every function, every employee. The other thing is that we pay people on it. Everyone's you know, salary is tied to the maintaining and improving the customer experience. And it's not a small chunk. It's not like 3% or 4% of their salary. This is, you know, north of 10% of their earnings is directly attributed to how well as a company that we perform and deliver on our customer promise and the customer experience that we have. And that also then continues through.
And we're going to have to take a break now, but we're going to hear more about how you build the culture to deliver on customer experience. Back in a few.
The CEO Forum, where you'll hear directly from top CEOs in America on how to become more successful. Thanks for listening. Hope you gained valuable insights to grow your business. To listen to commercial-free podcasts of this and other CEO interviews, go to www.rsmus.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Greese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with James Barker, who is the CEO of Masergy. This is a company, as we mentioned before, has a 71 net promoter score, which is unheard of in the telecom business. They've created a new model with agility so people can real-time change their bandwidth, upload, download. They could whatever they need to do, they can do. And that's why I guess you've also 99% customer retention. You were talking more about what you're doing in terms of building the culture. Continue on that.
As I mentioned, as we go through the onboarding and the training, that's certainly one aspect of it. And then as people get into their jobs and their departments and their divisions, they see it firsthand how it comes alive. It could be somebody in the operations center and seeing how we respond in critical situations to meet the needs of our customers and how we deal with these situations and what is our, I would say, our urgency, our attitude, the approach to resolve and to meet the need of that customer. And this comes through, again, all of our departments, whether it's in finance, software development, within sales and marketing. And that foundational piece and that being across everything that we do, you can only get entrenched in thinking about how you serve the customer in whatever function that you operate within Masergy. And so this really does go across every role, every employee, and it's backed up, again, how we train, how we onboard, and how we pay. You know, a simple example of the customer first is just as people call into us to get service, it's not an automation or IVR experience, it's a human being. And by design, we have that at the forefront so we can really understand, you know, the customer issue or complaint, that we have the right sense of urgency around resolution, that they feel and see that we're taking care of them.
Okay, here's something I think everyone wants to know. You can tell when you have a person who understands service wherever you are. You're in the Dunkin' Donuts, you know it. And you know when you're someone who does not understand customer service. So basically, how do you hire people? What do you do to recognize someone who is going to really have the great customer service? This is all before all of your onboarding comes. How do you know up front?
Yeah, and so we have an approach, and certainly as people go through our process on the recruitment side, we have the online, I would say, assessments that we've cultivated that give us an indication and orientation of the types of folks that we're bringing into the company and seeing that they have the traits that align well, to that customer service orientation and that they're energized, by that. And so you're looking at different copies of curiosity, problem solving, the ability to certainly interact, communication, these standard pieces that you would expect. And certainly we're looking at that ability across these characteristics. And as they come in into the company, we're clearly training them on the specific skills and abilities that they need to have to be successful in our environment. But there is a lot of time, and I think our HR team does a great job in working across the market and identifying the right type of talent across all the functions that fit well within that customer-first mindset.
Are there any values that are more important than others to you?
Yeah, I mean, across the board, you know, we have the core set, and you would certainly expect honesty, integrity, and those types of things as certainly as the, you know, the forefront of our values. And the things that we really amplify in Masergy is around focused service, engaged and involved, both internally and externally in bringing forth the issues. As I talked about before, we value the employees, customers, and partner first. And then the last one is around transparency in everything that we do, both internally and certainly with our customers. And that really gets amplified as you have issues and you have to solve problems. That value comes forward and be able to address internal issues and work across different departments. You know, transparency is certainly is paramount for us to deliver on an amazing customer experience.
So now we've talked about your customer experience model. We've talked about the culture that delivers on it. Now, what are the industries that you really serve that you work with closely, and are there some industries that you don't really work with well?
We have a horizontal offering, and so we're spanning multiple industries. There's some that seem to get amplified, and it's by virtue of the requirements of them having a diverse footprint, you know, geographically and multiple branches and that kind of thing. So you can, as I alluded to, with the insurance industry or the overall financial sector, there certainly is some amplification there, manufacturing with the distribution that they have. But generically, it's across multiple industries, and it's really then in that core scenario where they require or where they have multiple locations, multiple across multiple continents that we serve.
So let's talk now about your leadership philosophy. You've been a leader. You and I first met, I think, when you were 4 days into being CEO. What have you learned over your first month about being a CEO? Anything surprising to you?
There's a lot of dialogue and a lot of differing points of view that you really need to, I would say, triangulate on all your information. There's a lot of energy in your organization, and people have a lot of great thoughts and ideas. And, you know, the ability to really prioritize, you know, that list down to the critical few. And this notion of being able to go deeper with fewer really applies in this case. And so, you know, given unlimited time and unlimited resources, there's many things you can do. But on both fronts, those are limited. And so over this initial period, it's really trying to get down to what really matters, what's most impactful for the business, for our customers, and for our employees. And it's great that I have a fantastic set of employees and leadership team that's helped me do that.
Yeah, I remember Meg Whitman, when I first interviewed her, she said the key is do fewer things versus more things. So I want to talk now about the future. So tell me, what is the future of digital in telecom?
Yeah, that is only going to be accelerating. When we think about digital, you really jump then to software. And within telecom, the advancing of software being part of the fabric of all the control mechanisms within the network. And so you're going to continue to see more, I would say, automation, machine learning, alongside of humans being able to take independent action, the network being able to take independent action to make corrections on the network real time, that's going to come forward more and more. So the broad swath is software across many fronts, driving automation, driving machine learning, making the network more effective for use, and certainly more automated in how it is consumed.
And there you have it. Great having you on the CEO Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.